There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing, and today I'm joined by Dr. Dave Chaffee, author and publisher of digital marketing advice site smartinsights.com. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Andy, and hello, everyone.
So let's start off, Dave, with you telling us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. Well, I've been involved in digital marketing for a long time. Internet marketing, it used to be known as back then. So in 97, I was asked to do one of the first workshops for the Chartered Institute of Marketing here in the UK on strategic internet marketing, we called it. So that's really where I've focused as a consultant and a trainer since then. And through doing the talks, it seemed a natural process. There weren't so many good books back in the day. There's a lot of books on digital marketing today, but I was keen to turn my workshops into books which could help people learn more about digital marketing, because there's so many options there was back then. There's many more options today, so it's really finding the best options for each business. And that's what I've always enjoyed helping and understanding, as the new tools from the platforms like Google and Facebook, LinkedIn, and so on, as those come out.
Yeah, so the focus today is going to be digital strategy and planning. It's a funny area. I mean, we have talked about it before on the podcast, but why is it that so many businesses sort of don't have a solid strategy?
Yeah, I agree. It's weird, and I don't fully understand, because when you talk to people, if I'm in a, I often start my digital strategy workshops by saying, "Well, what are the reasons why we should have one?" And everyone chips in with some solid reasons, like you'd have for any marketing or business strategy. So you need to have your goals defined. You need to be able to measure whether you're on track. So in this case, through Google Analytics, you need to prioritize your investments and get the right resources in place. So they're all pretty obvious things you'd want to do for a business. But we've researched this. We did a bit of research with UBM, who run the Technology for Marketing conference here in the UK, and we found that there was 50% of businesses, and this was around the world actually, that they didn't have any business, they didn't have any digital strategy, but they're doing digital marketing. So it doesn't really make sense. I mean, that does mean that half of businesses were, and of those, we found that 16% had a separate strategy. And I think that's the best way to go. If you don't have anything, the first stage is to say, right, okay, let's look at this as a separate activity. Let's define what our goals are, how we're aligning with our business strategy. And then you can make the business case. So often the issue is that almost regardless of the size of business, that you have more senior people who aren't so bought into digital, and they're not investing enough in it. And so you get them on board, and then it becomes part of your integrated marketing comms plans. And that's where a third of businesses were in the survey, and I think that's where everyone needs to get to. So you don't have these separate digital teams who are just working in a silo, but everyone is working together.
Do you think it's, you know, because a lot of our listeners are quite small businesses, do you think it's with the small businesses that they just don't have somebody, I mean, you did allude to this in your answer, they don't have somebody sort of allocated to it specifically?
Yeah, that's right. It's tough. We're a small business ourselves at Smart Insights, but I think with the tools available, it's not. I think people, one of the reasons they don't have a strategy is that they think a strategy has got to be some massive 30 or 50 page report, like you might do, you know, if you're doing an MBA at a university. But for us, it's really just about focus. So it's what we actually do with our member resources. We say you just need a 1 or 2 page summary of where you're prioritizing your activities, because otherwise people tend to they chase the shiny objects, as Jeff Bezos of Amazon called them. So this is like when, you know, the Twitter Vine we had last year. This year everyone's getting very excited about what is it, Meerkat and Periscope, those video streaming services.
Yeah.
And yet they're not doing the basics right. It's really crazy. I mean, I love learning about those new tools, and, you know, as much as anyone, but I think it is quite easy to get distracted or just to work on the techniques which, you know, they might appear seductive. So social media can work very well in some types of businesses, but I think most businesses I've worked with, the traditional workhorses of SEO, AdWords, and email marketing are likely to work better. So you can summarize it, and it's just so you decide what your in a structure, really. And that's we've developed at Smart Insights, we've developed this RACE framework, which allows businesses to think through their capabilities and where they need to focus. It's across the whole customer lifecycle. So it's the classic marketing funnel. So how do you reach people? How do you interact with them through the content and the customer journeys on your site or in social media? And then once you've got that initial interaction, there may be a lead on your list. How do you then convert them? And then once they're a customer, how do you engage them? Mm. So it's making sure you're working across that whole customer life cycle. And I think it can work across businesses of different sizes. At Smart Insights, it's been quite nice because we developed this framework to help people think about their strategy. And we find we've got from the very smallest business to the very largest. So one of our members is a calligraphy retailer. Guy runs it in his spare time in evenings. He's actually a teacher. And he uses our framework to grow that. But then I was talking recently to the digital marketing director at GSK, the big pharma brand, and they're able to take this framework and this structure and adapt it to their needs, because it's all around how do you measure each stage and how do you then improve and optimize.
Mm. So let's focus in a little bit on small businesses, perhaps. Uh-huh. So what does a typical sort of digital strategy look like in a small business from your perspective?
Sure. Well, as I say, you do need that balance across the whole customer life cycle. But often people are going to want to prioritize on adding more people at the top of the funnel. So that's usually where you get the most benefits from starting. So that's looking at how SEO, content marketing, social media marketing work together, and then prioritizing on those. So we've seen over the last few years that there's been this big focus on content marketing.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually the best way to focus it, because if you get your content marketing right, then your SEO and social media will flow from that. So you need some form of hub, which is, you know, even the very smallest business really should, that they need a site beyond Facebook, and then they can start publishing content regularly, and that can fit their scale. It could be, you know, some news for a local business once a month, or it could be weekly or daily updates. But I think the thing with content marketing, people get that it's important, but they don't maybe invest in the real cut-through content, which is going to make them stand out and people are going to share. So there's a really interesting book on blogging by a guy called Michael Stelzner. He runs Social Media Examiner, which is a great, I'm sure a lot of the listeners know that one. It's probably the best place to learn about social media marketing. And what he says is that you do need that regular content, that primary content, but you also need what he calls nuclear. So you're going to, I guess, nuke the competitors. So you're going to invest a bit more in content, which really will be shared, whether that's a viral video. Everyone can probably remember the Dollar Shave Club viral video, but they invested in that. Or for ourselves, it's something like infographics. Our infographics on Pinterest have got, over the years, hundreds of thousands of shares across all social media. And that's because we don't just use some cheap and cheerful infographic producing tool. We actually get them designed up, and it might cost, with our time, maybe $3,000 or $4,000.
Yes.
$3,000 or $4,000 for each infographic. But that then positions us as knowing what we're talking about, hopefully. And then they're also shared as well.
It's interesting, isn't it? Infographics have really taken off in the last year or two. Do you think that businesses have difficulty in sort of thinking outside of the social media box, as it were? You know, because, you know, infographics aren't really social media. Well, I suppose they're shareable, aren't they? But they're not sort of Twitter or Facebook. Do you think businesses have a difficulty sort of focusing outside of that these days?
Well, I think, I think people do get a bit fixated on social media. And as people have heard, I'm a fan of using the analytics to see what's working and what isn't. And when you look, when you benchmark it across businesses, a lot of business isn't driven by social media. So there's a service called Castora, for instance, in the States, and what they do, they track for all it's for all the biggest retail brands in the States, and they look at what's actually driving sales directly. And I think the top three are AdWords, SEO, and email marketing, and each of those comes out maybe around 15-20% of the total new sales.
Yeah, the staples.
But social media is just nowhere. It's down at 2%. So I do wonder whether we get that balance wrong in a lot of cases, and we probably do ourselves.
Yeah. Do you think social media is still a bit shiny?
yeah, it's going to work. It will get you incremental business for sure, and you have to be a bit more sophisticated thinking of how it's working, because a lot of the tracking, say in Google Analytics, looks at the last click before someone converts. But of course, social media can be good for getting that initial awareness, and that wouldn't show in the analytics unless you use the multi-channel funnels. And when we've done that, we find that we are getting people who are being introduced to us by, it was LinkedIn in the early days, but now actually Facebook's more important than Twitter. And then people can convert later on. So I'm certainly not saying don't do social media. I'm saying make it, don't neglect the other channels and integrate it in, because it is important for across our race framework, across the customer life cycle. It does support everything, because it supports the community of engaging your audience, so they'll return to your site, and of course you get the social proof for conversion as well. So just don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, really.
So just to kind of summarise that last bit, I mean, we talked about the staples and we talked about the slightly still shiny social media. Where do you think businesses should be focusing?
Well, it's just going into a bit more depth on those areas. There's a tool we've got on Smart Insights, which is called the Digital Marketing Radar. And it's basically looking at all your online channels and saying which are going to give you the biggest bang for the buck. So what you might do, for instance, we're a business to business company, and we'd look and see, okay, well, LinkedIn is going to be a key area for us. So what can we do in LinkedIn? And what we've done is, like everyone else, create a company page, but we've also created a LinkedIn group to get a deeper engagement through looking at one topic. So it's not branded as our LinkedIn group. It's looking at digital marketing optimization. So how can quite savvy companies compare? So that's taken, you know, that's got 16,000 visitors and members, and that's helped for us. So that's just one example. And if you take a look at this radar, another similar technique I'd recommend is by a guy called Gabe Weinberg, who some listeners may know about DuckDuckGo. It's a search engine that's I think you've maybe featured it in the podcast a while ago. But it's a search engine that's trying to be a more gentle version of Google, if you like.
Yes.
But he's got this bullseye framework, and it's saying, well, the starting point, draw your bullseye out, look at where you're focusing now, and then you'll see the gaps. So one area that I...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I think we perhaps we don't invest enough on, or don't quite get it right at Smart Insights, is with content marketing, we're good, I think, at producing the content, but we're not so good at the outreach. So we're quite well connected in the UK, but not with influencers in the US, Australia and elsewhere. So it's putting more time into that outreach. And then, of course, there's a whole lot of things that you can do on the website itself by looking at the analytics, seeing the customer journeys. So just to be, you know, I like to be specific rather than just say, oh, it's social media and so on. So in GA, one of the techniques I'd recommend is doing what I call a reverse or forward path analysis. So that means you would take your, if you imagine you most businesses can develop what are often called now lead magnets. So when people arrive on the site, they'll see something they like, and that will encourage them to sign up. So for our calligraphy company I mentioned earlier, Scribblers, they've got it's just top 50 practical tips to using calligraphy pens and inks. And you know, it didn't take them that long to create, and but it does a great job for them. And what you can do in the analytics is you can say, well, which pages are causing people to sign up? So you can look backward across the customer journeys on the site and see how they got there, and then you'll maybe see some other pages, you'll think, oh, well, why aren't we driving visits from there? Because that's a real popular page. And then in the other direction, you can go forward. I'm sure guys on the call have used the heat maps, but I actually prefer the navigation summary in Google Analytics. So for any landing page, like the home page or other hub pages, you can see where people are going forward to, and just adjust the signposts, the messaging, and get better results. So for us, that's enabled us to build up 125,000 different basic members from around the world just by looking at the analytics. And we use Kissmetrics as well to get detailed insights. So you can see, I really believe that there's great power in using the analytics to learn what's working and what's not. And yet I'm not sure people have the skills or the time. Maybe management doesn't make available the time for reviewing the analytics, and people just look at the curves and say, oh, yeah, we're doing OK. Visitors are trending good, but they're not drilling down into the detail.
Such a rapidly moving area, this, Dave. I mean, what, you know, from your perspective, how has it changed over the last year or two?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, there's that focus on content marketing, which I think has been really healthy. And when we've asked in polls on Smart Insights, we always look at future trends and we say, well, what's going to make the biggest impact for your business in the year ahead? And people have said content marketing for the last couple of years. Of course, we've got mobile marketing as well. I think most businesses have adapted to that. They've realized through, Mobilegeddon, as it was called with the Google update, mobile-friendly update in April, that was in all the mainstream newspapers in the UK. So you'd literally have to be living under a rock to not know about that. So I think most people have got mobile right, but they've maybe gone, I think we like to simplify to help explain things, but people sometimes oversimplify. I was listening to a podcast yesterday and someone was saying, oh yeah, it's got to be mobile first. But when you actually look in some businesses like ours, people don't and even for consumer retail businesses, most people don't convert on mobile. And it's the same with mobile email. They might read the email on their smartphone, but they won't actually click on it. So you have actually got to make sure that mobile works so you've got the smartphone for sure, that's got to work, but actually you don't want to degrade the desktop experience. And I was interviewing one of the user experience guys managing that at AO.com, who are a consumer retailer, and they've actually got separate teams looking on for each of smartphone, tablet and digital. They've got separate optimization teams, and they use this adaptive approach, which means if you go onto the AO.com on desktop against smartphone, it won't simply rescale and resize. They've actually changed the content and the look and feel. And I think that's where people could get more out of the mobile and desktop approaches.
What about marketing automation? Because we've seen quite a bit of that, haven't we? Hasn't been quite such a spike, but we've seen a sort of more of an uptake of it.
Yeah. It's there's certainly interest in it, and of course, you know, that's really been pushed by the vendors of these systems. They're often not cheap, these systems, if you're paying on a recurring basis. So they want to give it a great label, which shows the value. But for me, It's not actually new at all. I wrote a book back in, I think it was 2004. First, I'm big into email marketing because it's such an important channel. But this was called Total Email Marketing. And when we looked at techniques like that you've got now, like welcome sequences, when people first sign up, you shouldn't just send them a plain text email. It should be a nice branded email talking about your benefits and the values, and not just a single email, but maybe a series of emails over 2 or 3 weeks targeted by role. So what we do, for example, we send different emails to a digital agency manager, against a consultant, against a marketing director. So all of those techniques that I talked about back in 2003, they're really marketing automation. And that they've been available, but the issue is it's a bit like strategy. It's people aren't using the tools. It's like with Microsoft Word or Excel. You know, there's all of these features available, but people only skim the surface of it. I've been tracking this through. I used to work for e-consultancy, writing some of their reports, best practice guides on SEO and so on. And one of the things they've done is a benchmark of email marketing automation over the last 5 years with Adestra. And one of the questions they ask, do you use these automated welcome sequences, which are part of marketing automation, and do you segment and target? And it just hasn't changed at all over the years. So there's a real problem somewhere that people aren't being given the time to plan the rules of marketing automation. So there's budget available to buy the systems for sure, but there's people are just pumping out traditional campaigns without the time being made to plan out these sequences, because it's not that easy to do that, and it is quite a specialist skill.
So let's move on to some classic mistakes to avoid, Dave. And I think I know what you're going to say.
We could talk about not having a digital strategy and so on. I'll look at some practical tips that we haven't looked up in the call before. So let's take one each from SEO, email marketing, and conversion rate optimization. Okay. So with SEO, I wouldn't say it's a mistake. It is a mistake. It's actually pretty crap, I think, that if you look at, everyone knows a blog is important now, and most businesses have a blog. But if you look at blogs, they don't actually work that well for SEO out of the box. So you have to think about as the internal link structure and the architecture of the site. So a classic thing is that you'll see blog archives, which are just repeating the content again and again, and people might be using tags or categories in WordPress, say, but unless you create specific what we call hub pages, you're not really going to get the traction from your blog that you might. And so when we built Smart Insights 3 or 4 years ago, we built a series of hub pages and sub pages. So we might have a hub page on, say, email marketing, and then one of the sub pages would be around behavioral email, which is part of this marketing automation. So from doing that, we've managed to grow up to, I think the peaks last month was about 750,000 page views a month. So we get over 300,000 unique. So that's because we've treated the site architecture seriously. And a lot of people think, and I think a lot of commentators will say, well, as long as you're doing fresh content and you're regularly getting quality content out there, you'll be fine. But you do need to do more, and you need to do the outreach as well to get the deep links back to those hub pages, rather than so if I'm working with an email vendor, for example, I'll ask them to link back to our email marketing hub page rather than the home page. It's really SEO 101, but not everyone knows that. I think they still think about on page, and they know links are important, but it's links to the home page.
Yeah.
So I said I'd cover off some on email marketing as well. I've said the mistake of not getting your welcome sequence right. I think the other mistake there is not understanding the behavior. There was some great research recently by Litmus, and it showed that it looked at where people are clicking on emails, and it just falls away massively between the first, second, and third link. So you need to treat an email just like a web page, with those sort of calls to action that are effective. And the same research showed that on mobile, people aren't really clicking at the same level. So you've got to have a real impact with your emails read on mobile, which says, yeah, that I really need to know this, or that's a great offer. I'm going to go back to that when I'm on desktop.
Yes.
So I think the third mistake on the conversion area, and this is again the thing that surprised me over the years, is that people don't work hard enough on conversion rate optimization. So there's these tools like Google Content Experiments, which is part of GA, which is free, but many people, it's the same story, I think. They take specialist skills and they need time to set up the tests. But really, every business should be running continuous tests on the different parts of the website. So we might look one quarter at, say, optimizing the home page. Then it would be some of our landing pages and then some of our resource pages. So it's running those structured tests, because you can't really second guess how how people are going to respond. We're shocked all the time that we implement ideas which we think are great ideas and they actually can work worse than the original. Mm. And there's this rule of thumb that if you run a test, a third will fail, they'll be worse, a third won't give much difference, and a third will give you significantly better results. So you do need to be running a lot of tests. And I saw an interesting talk by I think it was Shop Direct, where it was there, you know, they're an example of a big company, but where one of the senior managers who was speaking, their VP of sales, he was saying, we're really committing to these tests and we've increased them from doing 50 tests a month to 150. I think they're now on 250. Now, that's not going to be practical for the smaller business. But using Google Content Experiments is free, and you can do an A/B test of your homepage or one of your key landing pages. So it is open to all sizes of businesses.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for coming on the show. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about Smart Insights?
That's a pleasure, Andy. I've enjoyed going through, going across the years, really, and seeing some of these mistakes being repeated. But hopefully we've given some ideas of areas to look at. But we're at smartinsights.com. And to give one final tip, we do use pop-ups, and our lead magnet is a template for a digital marketing plan. So if you head to smartinsights.com, that's a free download about our race framework. So hope that's helpful. And any other questions, feel free to connect on LinkedIn.
Dr. Dave Chaffee, thank you very much indeed. And thank you, listeners, for listening to the show. You can find show notes at sitevisibility.com/impodcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. And if you want a feedback, we've got two ways of doing that. The email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. And we also have a telephone line where we can hear your dulcet tones, +44 1273 256 150, if you want to leave a comment or indeed ask a question. So that's all from me, Andy, and that's all from Dave.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, everyone. All the best with grappling with digital.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.